It's the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on this Thursday all across the great state of Michigan. Thank you so much for joining us at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter, at Scott Bertram on Twitter. You can find me there. Joining us on the phone lines now, Frank Buckley at F. Buckley on Twitter, if you're looking for him there. And you should be looking for his new book, Curiosity and Its 12 Rules for Life by F. H. Buckley. Frank, thanks so much for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Hey, thank you for having me.
We've got a limited amount of time to talk about Curiosity and Its 12 Rules for Life, which is a really interesting, fun read. What was your intent in putting this book together?
Well, I wanted us to try to get over the horrible year of 2020. We had riots in the streets, we had looting, and then we had the COVID shut-in. And I thought, my God, let's get over it all. Let's try to go back to the way we were. And the way we were was one where we had a lot more curiosity. So, it's a key to enjoying life. And so what I did is I put together a lot of rules with a lot of stories about, mostly, admirable people who were admirable because of their curiosity. So they were explorers, they were inventors, they were entrepreneurs, but mostly they were people who were interested in other people.
There are 14 chapters, but 12 rules in curiosity, and a few just to perhaps discuss. Under the 7th chapter, be entertaining. You tell a quick story about Bill Murray, and people know he likes to photobomb parties at random. What Murray recognizes, you write, is that we have positive as well as negative duties to others. Explain that.
Well, we have negative duties not to hurt other people, but it's not just that. We're also supposed to make other people feel better. And the key to doing that is curiosity about what other people like, right? I mean, if you're a comedian like Bill Murray, you got to know what makes other people laugh. And, I tell a little story. I had a friend who had a brother who was diagnosed with cancer. It was tragic. He took chemo. Face blew up, put on a lot of weight, looked in the mirror, his hair fell off, and he said, I look like a clown. So what he did in his remaining days is he learned a lot of magic tricks, and he entertained kids in a clown costume in a cancer ward. And, so he learned what it was that these kids would enjoy. So we have that duty to tell stories, to find out what other people like, to make life go easier for other people. I think we've forgotten a lot of that.
Frank Buckley is with us, F.H. Buckley on the book, Curiosity and Its 12 Rules for Life, here on the Steve Gruber Show. Don't overreach, chapter 11, this section. Avoid hubris. Is this one of the big problems these days?
Yeah, there's so much moral arrogance. I mean, curiosity also involves curiosity about yourself, about your motives. I mean, you don't want to be overly scrupulous, but you do want to examine your motives. I think there's so many morally arrogant people out there right now. I mean, I think the looting, the riots, all of that stuff is people who just feel a way bit too good about themselves. Those signs that your neighbors put up about how moral they were. if they thought a little bit more about themselves, I think they'd be better people. So there's curiosity about other people. There's also curiosity about yourself.
And going to chapter 4, be original. It's okay to be a rebel. Don't be a conformist. There does seem to be a lot of pressure on people these days. And yes, social media has something to do with it. To sort of have this uniformity of thought, this uniformity of opinion. And it can be difficult to simply say, that's not quite what I think, or that's not quite what I think is the right thing to do.
Absolutely. We're supposed to think that any moment in your life not spent thinking about whatever, Black Lives Matter, whatever the cause is, transgender surgeries, that kind of stuff, which is, which I don't care for, you're somehow betraying people. And that means, your ordinary thought processes, your curiosity about other people, about the world around you, about morality, about religion, all of that stuff goes thrown out the window. And you end up with a very conformist society, right? You know something? People don't tell jokes anymore, all right? Jokes is part of being entertaining. Mm-hmm. Back in the Soviet era and the Brezhnev era, there were Soviet jokes, right? I don't know any good Black Lives Matter jokes, do you?
Not off the top of my head.
Okay. So, you know, and then on top of everything else, I make the argument that, you know, morality is based on curiosity about other people. Even religion. Religion begins with people being curious about what happens, you know, after you die. Hey, that's something boomers are going to start thinking about a lot now. And, you know, and so we're led to wonder about how, you know, why are we here? How are we, you know, what's going to happen to us? That's curiosity, too.
Has our sense of curiosity, Frank, been dampened because, in part, because of the bitter partisanship, the stark differences that we see when it comes to points of view, politics? Are we less likely to just ask people questions because we fear conflict?
Absolutely. You know, and it's really gotten incredibly nasty. You know, the Washington Post suggests that the insurrectionists are all around us, right? It's sort of like communists under the bed in the 1950s, you know, except now the shoe's on the other foot. So it's the left that's becoming intolerant, telling us that, you know, if you're a Trump supporter, you're automatically a suspect kind of a person, right? Or you might be a racist without knowing it. Probably you are. Okay, and that's supposed to make you feel guilty and shrivel down and shrink and withdraw from the world. And I'm saying, forget about it. Throw all that out the window. You don't owe duties to make yourself incurious, to huddle down, to be a conformist. Just the opposite. You have positive duties to go out and, you know, take pleasure in God's creation and also try to entertain other people. And think about, really, you know, your own character.
Frank Buckley, F.H. Buckley, on the new book, Curiosity and Its 12 Rules for Life. It's really a fun read. That's out now. You can find it at Amazon.com and elsewhere. Fine books are sold. Frank, thanks so much for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Thank you for having me.
Appreciate it. F.H. Buckley, Curiosity and Its 12 Rules for Life. This portion of the Steve Gruber Show brought to you by Patriot Foods, a U.S.-only produce brand focused on helping American farmers deliver the best fruits and vegetables in the world. That's right, fresh and frozen produce from American farmers only, sent to your front door at no charge anywhere in America. PatriotFoods.com. Every time Patriot Foods makes a sale, they send a donation to a military family in need. PatriotFoods.com, helping America every single day. American produce for American consumers, helping out American military families. Doesn't get better than that. Check them out at patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com. What did those stay-at-home policies accomplish during the COVID pandemic? Casey B. Mulligan talks about it with us next on The Steve Gruber Show.
No matter where you are in life, here's a question to consider. Do you have the right financial advice to navigate where you want to go? An Ameriprise advisor will take the time to truly understand what's important to you and help you prepare for whatever life brings, both the expected and the unexpected, by providing personalized advice based on your goals and needs, and regular reviews along with digital tools to help you stay on track. With an Ameriprise advisor, you can feel more confident, connected, and in control of your financial life. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor, Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.